Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, come to you, humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand tonight. Just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties and anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Pray that people's hearts shall see thy word in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, let the Holy Spirit come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps in the name of Jesus. Thank you in advance for answering prayers, honor, requests, and most of all, with salvation to go forth that the kingdom of God may grow in 2023. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, precious Father, for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day. At this night and forevermore, in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. If you have your Bible, open it up to the book of Luke, chapter verses 22 through 25. Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 22 through 25. And the word of God reads, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and waters, and they obeyed him." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Just for the next few minutes, brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to talk about God is bigger. He's bigger. God is bigger. Yes, he is. When we look around in 2023, and we see that in this world that we are living in, that God is bigger than anything that we may face. In the book of Psalms, 46, verse 10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." In the book of Jeremiah 32, verse 27, It says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is bigger. He's bigger than whatever you may face. He's bigger than whatever, hallelujah, you may go through in this life. Yes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is bigger. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God, glory. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your praise. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love here this night. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. We serve a God that is willing, ready, and able to meet our each and every need. Be still and know that I am God. God wants us to get to the place in life where we know without a shadow of a doubt that he is working in our behalf, that he is a present help in time of need, that he promised in his word in Hebrews 13, verse 8, the B clause of the verse, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. He's always with us. God is bigger than anything that we will face. Beloved, each one of us will face problems at times that seems to be overwhelming, whether they relate to health, to career, to finances, to relationship, or any other area of life. We may even feel that the situation is completely hopeless and that you will never recover from what you are facing. But we are reminded in the Word of God, in Philippians 4 and 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Always remember this, child of God, believer of Christ, no matter how bad things look, God is always in control. He promises again, never to leave us nor forsake us, according to the B clause of the verse in Hebrews 13 and 5. Beloved, prayer. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 17, to pray without ceasing. Luke 18, verse 1, B clause of the verse says, men ought to always pray and don't faint or don't lose heart. Beloved, prayer is needed at this hour. When we look around in 2023, we see the destruction that is taking place. Sin is running rapid through the land. We are living in a world that's full of darkness, full of sin, that is decaying at a fast pace. But we as believers in Christ, we have a hope inside of us, a hope for those that are in hopeless situations. That's why we have to pray and ask God to strengthen us, to lead us, to guide us as we cross path with people, that we have to give us boldness to speak his word in spirit and in truth. So, beloved, pray and keep going forward in the things of God, no matter what you may face, no matter what comes in and out, that no matter what we may face on a daily basis. You see, when we take action that is consistent with our prayer. We are displaying faith that our God hears our prayer and God will answer them according to his timetable. Yes, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, that them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking him tonight. As we draw nigh to him, he's drawing nigh to us. We thank God that Matthew 6:33 says, hallelujah, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added each and every day of our lives. So we are going to go forward, not looking back. Hallelujah. Going forward in 2023 and walking in secure in the knowledge that God will meet us along the way. Yes, beloved, when we look at the word go, go is an action word, and it clearly points out that our God is a God of action. And yes, he is. We serve a God who sits high, but look low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful. We are grateful for. Hallelujah. In the word of God here in Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Yes, God is bigger. He's bigger than we can imagine. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for those that love him, those that seek him on a daily basis, those that hallelujah, go into prayer and pray daily, those that take time to study God's word, study to show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yet the word of God says in the book of Psalm 121:1-2, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From hence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. In other words, get your mind on the Lord. Think on these things, things of a good report, things that is highly pertaining to the word of God, things that we can know that has a positive impact upon our lives. Our will must line up with God's will for our lives. Yes, our help cometh from him. And he alone. Bible says every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness or shadow of turning, from the one that have created us, from the one that has our best interest in mind. Yes, believers of Christ, God is bigger. He's bigger than any hill. He's bigger than any mountain that we may face and can easily bring us over them. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. So, beloved, there is an escape from any difficulties, hallelujah, and hardship that we may face. And the Lord is willing to show us that way. But will we take heed to his voice? Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice. and no other voice will they follow. Yes, there is life. There's relief for us when God brings us through those trials and tribulation that we encounter along the way in 2023. You know, those trials and tribulations after we have come to him. God is our shield. He is our source. He is our help in times of trouble. God being that he is the creator of everything. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the one that is beyond our limits and our bounds. He is greater, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is bigger than anything we'll face in 2023. When we go back to the scriptures in Luke 8, verse 22, it says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples." Jesus, talking about Jesus, the Son of God, talking about Jesus, the greatest teacher, preacher that ever walked the face of the earth. And he said unto them, "Let us go over onto the other side of the lake." Notice, Jesus gave an invitation that came with him into the ship. And then he says, "Let us go over onto the other side of the lake." As long as they remain neutral, as long as they remain still, there was no action taking place. It reminds me of brothers and sisters in Christ that talks a lot, that talks a good game, but don't do nothing. It reminds me of people that are spectators instead of participators in the body of Christ. He said, let us go over onto the other side of the lake. After the command was given, and which is a conjunction, it says, and they launched forth. In other words, they started moving. They started working. They started going into the direction that God have asked them to do. Hallelujah, Jesus, the Son of the living God. That's why it's so important, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to go in prayer on a daily basis and ask the Lord for direction on which way to go for that particular day. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, it says they launch a fort. They started moving. In other words, we can sometimes say things, but action speaks louder than words. Once they launched forward, then the action was in motion. Once they launched forward into the direction that Jesus said, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." But a continuation. As they sailed, he and Jesus fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we can have a vision that God has given us. We can talk a good talk, but until we put some feet to the vision, until we step out and start heading in the direction that God have called us to go. The Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Until we actually accept our assignment and start doing it, we just talking loud and saying nothing. Action speaks louder than words. Once we started going in the direction that God have given us to go to, as he leads, he will guide. And where he guides, he shall supply our each and every need. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as they sail, Jesus fell asleep in the ship. Notice, even as being born-again believers of Christ, of even having Jesus in the midst, the storm still came about. The Bible says that, hallelujah, that the devil, who is the enemy of our soul, Satan, the devil, he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. He goes as a roaring lion, hallelujah, to try to convince you, to distract you. As the word says in John 10:10, that the enemy come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as long as we're sitting on our most holy endowed and just talking about what to do instead of doing what you know you should be doing. But when we come to the place of being in obedience, of being serious about our walk with Christ, we can expect the devil to show up, him and his imps, to try to hinder you from doing what God have called you to do. Notice, there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and war in jeopardy. Notice that the natural forces was at work. Remember the devil. He is the prince of the air. He's the one that will cause distraction to get you off course, on the course that God have already mapped out for you. Remember, God has a plan to prosper you, a plan to prosper you in everything you say and do. 3 John verse 2 says, beloved, above all things, I wish that thou would prosper and be in health, even thy soul prosper. God wants us to prosper in all areas of our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is bigger than anything that will try to hinder you from doing his perfect will in your life. And the word says, and the disciples came to Jesus and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, or Teacher, Teacher, we perish. Notice, when they came to him, fear had grabbed their heart. It was in jeopardy because the boat, the ship, was filling up with water from the raging of the waves in the ocean, in the lake, from the wind blowing, and the ship started rocking. They woke up Jesus, and their confession was, Master, Master, we perish. Then Jesus arose, and he did something that they didn't do. He rebuked the wind and the raven of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Sometime we can have all the education there is. Sometime we can have knowledge, book knowledge. We went to seminary. Hallelujah. Theology. We can have all the theology there is. Went to seminary. And we can still miss what is needed until we act on what we believe. Jesus arose. He rebuked the wind and the raven of the water. And they ceased. And there was a calm. Jesus Christ, he's the calm in the midst of a storm. Jesus Christ, he brings peace where there is chaos. Jesus Christ, he's the author and finisher of our faith. This was an opportunity for the disciples of Christ to put their faith into action. The Bible says, and Jesus said unto them, where is your faith? Remember, without faith, you can't please God. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 again, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that did as they seek him. And it says, after Jesus rebuked the wind and the raven of the water, then he brought a calm in the lake, in the midst of what they were going through. And then after that was taken care of, his attention went on his disciples. And his first, where is your faith? And they being afraid, wondering, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and the water, and they obeyed him. Here the disciples of Christ, they supped with him. They ate with him, had Bible study with him, but yet and still, they didn't exercise their faith. They were still in the learning process, in the teaching. As long as you're teachable, as long as you stretch out in faith, you will learn as we experience life in 2023. We gotta exercise our faith in order to learn through life experience on what life is all about. And when we are thrown a curveball, still stand firm on what you believe in Jesus' name. Remember, God is bigger than anything.
set the captives free. Oh yeah, you're worthy. Oh,
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. But we just hope and pray, amen, that God, you know, in all of his mercy, his grace, and his love, that he would smile down on you and your family, as well as us, as well as us here tonight. And whatever you are believing God for, we are touching and agree with you. Based on the word of God, it says, if any two of us come in agreement, as such and anything here on earth, it be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. So we just thank God for each and everyone that have tuned in, those that will be tuning in at a later date. We just hope and pray that through the teaching here tonight, hallelujah, that you'll be able to glean something that will give you encouragement and exhortation to go on a little bit longer in the things of God. Truly, we are living in trying times. Truly, we are living in times and we are walking in places that we haven't walked before. But a God that we serve, he knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. He is a God that sits high but look low. Oh, yes, the God is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need according to his timetable on what he wants to do. So we thank him in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests for saving souls in 2023. Hallelujah. So again, tonight we're talking about God is bigger. Bigger than anything that you may face, bigger than anything that you may encounter in 2023. Come back to the text in Luke 8, verse 22 through 25. We see here that the disciples and the Lord launched forth in a ship to go over to the other side. And it says, behold, here in the text, the disciples find themselves in a terrible storm. We know about the storm of wind in the Sea of Galilee that came down. And it says, hallelujah, and they find themselves filled with water in the ship, and they were in jeopardy. In other words, every time that you get ready to do something for God, and you're stretching out in faith, and you believe in God, and you're walking in obedience to what he asks you to do, you can expect the devil to show up. You can expect him and his imps to try to stop progress in the direction that God have called you to go in. So your mind has to be made up, your heart has to be fixed, that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. And you're walking in obedience to what God said. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, the B clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice and hearken than the fat of rams. So believers of Christ, when we are not expecting storms, whether physically or spiritually, they happen unexpectedly. Notice that in the text, the disciples' case, the storm came even when Jesus was among them, even when Jesus was asleep, excuse me, in the ship. We see that, hallelujah, that Jesus revealed himself as a God who is bigger than that storm, as a God that is bigger than the storms that appears in our lives. Yes, remember, God is bigger than any problem that you may face. God is also bigger than any storm in life in 2023. Jesus' intentions are bigger than our storm. When we look at the word of God, when we look at the example that Jesus Christ has set for us, he's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the trailblazer that started Christianity out. He's the one that went to Calvary's cross, shed his blood for all mankind, took upon himself the sins of the world. He was a sinless one who placed upon his shoulders our sin and made it possible, shed his blood for the remission of sins. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. That's why he is the way, the truth, and the light. He made it possible for us to come back in right standing with God. Jesus' intentions is bigger. Yes, when we see that Jesus had a plan, and that plan was God's plan. Remember, we as human beings have failed in our intentions, haven't we? Have you ever set out to do a good deed only to end up not doing it? Yes, we all have failed in our intentions, but God has never failed in his. One thing about God, what he promised, he will fulfill. He won't fail. The Bible says here in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he who have begun a good work and you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, people of God, none of us may never go through a storm on the Sea of Galilee, but we do go through various storms of life. You see, your storm, for example, in life, in 2023, it may be when someone you love dearly dies unexpectedly and you don't understand why it happened. Or it may be when your job is not going the way that you need it for it to. Your storm can be when life has you so confused and you do not know where to turn or what to do. What can you do when heartaches come knocking on your door and you feel overcome by despair or bound by a feeling of hopelessness? My advice to you tonight is when we don't know what to do, go in prayer, seek the Lord about it, ask him for wisdom, and he'll give it to you liberally. Hallelujah. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the first thing that we have to realize is that God has a plan, and his plan is to prosper you. His plan is greater than your feelings. His plan is greater and his intentions is bigger than any storm that you may face. Yes, beloved, God is bigger than any problem that you may face. Jesus' intentions are bigger than our storms in life. Here we see again in the scriptures in Luke 8, verse 23. But as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and was in jeopardy. Notice Jesus is asleep in the storm, and he'd been asleep for a great while when the disciples literally thought that they were going to die. The storm was not as big to Jesus as it was to the disciples. You see, when you know who you are in Christ, when you know that who you believe in, that your hope is in the Lord, when you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is bigger and God is able to meet our each and every need. You see, the disciples interpreted that the storm was something terrible. God did not see the storm the way we see the storm in life, even in 2023. You see, God's intentions is bigger than any storm of life. God is a greater. God is bigger. Oh, yes, he is. He's the creator of the universe. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. God is God all by himself. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, 55, verse 8 and 9, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So, beloved, God sees the storm as a means of advancement. God uses storms of life to test us and to help us get closer to him. God uses the dark, scary, uncertain times of life as an opportunity for him to demonstrate his power and not our own for him, in order to get the glory. So, beloved, God tests our faith. Always be mindful of the fact that faith is taking God at his word, despite of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Like the disciples mentioned in the book of Luke 8, verse 22 through 25, we may be in a terrible storm, but remember that God's interpretation is bigger than any storm or problems that you may face right now in 2023. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God's way is different, is bigger, is higher than our way. Bible says here in Luke 8, 23, the B clause of the verse says, "And they were filled up with water and were in jeopardy." When we look at Luke 8, 24, "And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the raven of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm in the midst of the storm." Jesus, he is the calm in the storm. When the word of God says that the ship was filled with water, it means that they were losing control of the ship, and the water was controlling the ship rather than the boat controlling the boat. The storm was controlling the boat. The word jeopardy indicates that the disciples feared for that. They thought it was all over with. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind." But they did the right thing. They went to Jesus. It is something as we as believers in Christ should take into consideration. When we don't know which way to go, when we don't know what to do, let us seek the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. Draw nigh to him as he draw nigh to you. Jesus is his name. Jesus, who's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And after they went to Jesus, Jesus arose from laying down in his sleep, and he rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. So, beloved, that is Jesus. That is his nature. And immediately Jesus made himself available to their needs. See, that's what ministry is all about. If you see the need and you're capable to meet that need, you can't wait on for someone else. Instead of being a spectator, let us begin to be a participator that is willing to go the extra mile, that is willing to pray selflessness in order to pray for others. Hallelujah. To touch and agree that God will come through in their behalf. Remember this always, according to the book of Jeremiah 33, verse 3, which says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." God want us to call on him. Call on him in the morning, at noontime, or even at night, during the midnight hour. Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge. God is our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Yes, beloved, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and deliver them out of all their trouble. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and save such and have a contrite spirit. In your trouble, cry out to God. He is waiting for you. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is bigger than anything that you may face in 2023. Believers of Christ, there is no promise too hard for God to fulfill. There is no prayer too hard for God not to answer. There is no problem too big for God not to solve. Is there anything too hard for him? Everything in the world and beyond the planet was made by him, the God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. No, brothers and sisters in Christ, there is nothing or no one who are stronger than our God, the God of the universe. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God tells us in his word, in the book of Jeremiah 32, verse 27, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Beloved, God has displayed many times throughout the word of God, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. God has displayed many times the power of his strength. Beloved, things can be, there's nothing that is too hard for him. Beloved, things can be too hard for us as human beings, but nothing is too hard for God, the God of the universe. The Lord is omnipresent, omnipotent, and which means that he is all-powerful. He's at place all at one time. Yes, nothing is too hard for him. Everything that happened in our life is not allowed without God's permission. Yes, the Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. So as Christians in 2023, we cannot be tossed and thrown around when something bad happens in life. Instead, we have to take a stand, a firm stand in faith, and do not give up. Yes, beloved, even now in 2023, we will come across many difficult times over the course of our lives, and we will be discouraged at times. But however, we need to remember that the truth that says there's nothing too hard for our God to handle. Yes, I'm reminded that Jesus tells us in Luke 18, verse 27, it says, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. Do you, as a believer of Christ, believe God's word, his word that have been tested? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will endure forever. Hallelujah. What to do in 2023 when life begins to be stormy? Beloved, the Christian faith teaches us how to live in the here and now, especially when life gets stormy. Beloved, life is so unpredictable, and we do not know what surprises lies in store for us from day to day, even from hour to hour. But we can be assured of this. And God said in his word, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you through thick and thin. Yes, remember what God's word says in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens.